तस्या ज्ञानांजनं शलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोदिष्टं स्थापितमेन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामय ददाति स्वपदन्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुन् श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् सद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणा श्रीललिता श्रीविशाखावितं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुस्तुते देवी प्रणामामि हरि। वांछकल्पतरूपस्य कृपा सिंधुभ्यो च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट 15 एंड 16 स्वॉलोइंग द फॉरेस्ट फायर। So, 15 doesn't have purport, so I will read 15 and then we will chant 16 together. Gāsāni vartya sāyāhye sahrāmo janārdhanaha vēnum viranayana goṣṭham āgād gopēr abhish word to word translation. Gaha, the cows, Sanivartya, turning back, Shaya Ahane, in the late afternoon, Sa Ramaha, together with Lord Balaram, Janardhanaha, Sri Krishna, Venum, his flute, Viranayana, playing in a specific way, Goshtham, to the cowherd village, Aghat, he went, Gope, by the cowherd boys, Abhishtutaha, being praised. Translation. It was now late in the afternoon, and Lord Krishna, accompanied by Balaram, turned the cows back toward home. Playing his flute in a special way, Krishna returned to the cowherd village in the company of his cowherd friends, who chanted his glories. Okay, so now text 16. Gopinam Paramananda Asi Govindarshane Kshanam Yugasatam Eva Yasam Yena Vinabhavat. Gopinam Paramananda Asid Govinda Darshane Shanam Yoga Shatamiva Yashamena Vinabhavat. Gopinam Paramananda Asid Govinda Darshane Shana Yoga Satameva Yasamyena Vinabhavat. Gopinam Paramananda Asid Govinda Darshane Shanam Yoga Satameva Yasamyena Vinabhavat. Mataji's? Gopinam paramananda asi govinda darshane Gopinam, for the young cowherd girls. Param Anandaha, the greatest happiness. Asit arose. Govinda Darshane, in seeing Govinda. Kshanam, a moment. Yuga Satam, 100 millenniums. Eva, just as. Yasam, for whom. Yena, whom Krishna. Vina, without. Abhavat, became. Translation and purport. The young gopis took the greatest pleasure in seeing Govinda come home, since for them even a moment without his association seemed like 100 ages. Yugaitam vineshena chakshusha pravrushaitam. Purport. After saving the cowherd boys from the blazing forest fire, Krishna saved the cowherd girls from the blazing fire of separation from him. The gopis, headed by Srimati Radharani, have the greatest love for Krishna, and even a single moment separation from him seems like a millions of years to them. The gopis are the greatest devotees of God, and their specific pastimes with Krishna will be described later in this work. Thus end the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to the 10th canto, 19th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Swallow the Forest Fire. So this is a second forest fire, right? First forest fire was after Kaliya was driven out. And Sanatana Goswami says that forest fire was probably a friend of Kaliya who came. So after that, we heard the pastimes of Pralambasura, demon. These cowherd boys, they bring the cows in the morning to the forest. They hang their lunch on the trees. There is a place called Akshay Vat near this Bandirvan forest, which we read previous verses. And this Akshay Vat is a vat, big tree. It's a big tree, and it crosses the Jamuna River. So cowherd boys would hang their lunch and they would play. They climb on the tree and they would cross the Jamuna and they play. Sometimes they would jump in the Jamuna. And the cows are just herding in the pasturing grounds and boys are playing, you know. And Krishna and Balaram is there, so all the forest animals and birds and even the trees, they are happy. Everything is conscious. Everybody is conscious, everything is conscious. So, after that we heard about pastimes of Pralambasura. Pralambasura demon came as a cowherd boy. And one part is Krishna's party, another is Balaram's party. And whoever loses, they have to have that party, has to have, losing party has to have, winning party sit on their shoulder and, you know, play the games. So, of course, Krishna knew who this Pralambasura as a cowherd boy had come. Krishna knew about it. Pralambasura had the idea that I will take Krishna and Balaram both on my shoulder and take them and I will finish them up. Because before Pralambasura came, he went to Kamsa, and Kamsa was sitting on his big dais, and he was morose. He was putting his hands, you know, when you are in distress, he was putting his hands on his head, and he was thinking, my end is coming now. Putana has been killed, Shaktasura is killed, Trinavarta is killed, Bakasura is killed, Agasura is killed. Whomever I send, everybody is killed. So Pralambasura is coming and he said, what's happening, king? Don't be afraid. I am there for you. Just give me 3 hours. I will kill. I will come back. I will bring Krishna and Balaram here in your palace. Right in Mathura. That's the promise Pralambasura gave. So when Pralambasura came, Krishna already knew. He took a form, Pralambasura took a form of a cowherd boy. And Krishna already knew. So Krishna was, Pralambasura thought, I will cheat Krishna, but Krishna says, don't worry, I'm going to cheat you. Krishna is the biggest cheater. So Krishna spoke very nice words to Pralambasura, nicely convinced. So Pralambasura thought that I cannot win him. So now is the time that I have to get Balaram. Pralambasura is in the Krishna's side, and of course we heard that Krishna's party lost. So now Pralambasura had to have someone sitting on his shoulder, so he has Balaram sitting on his shoulder. And he thought that Pralambasura thought that I will take Balaram far distance and I will finish him up. So when he's having Balaram on his shoulder and he's taking far distance from all the cowherd boys. Balaram is a little bit perplexed when this Pralambasura is assuming the form, original form. That is the Yogamaya potency acting. Of course then Balaram is killing up that. Now the place where he killed, that is Bandirvan. Pralambasura was killed by Balaram. That's the Bandirvan, that's where the Bandirvat is there. At present also, Bandirvan is one of the 12 forest. And if you go to Bandirvan, there is a big Bandirvat. And according to Garga Samhita, that's where Lord Brahma had performed the marriage ceremony of Krishna, Radha Krishna. Under this, that what is still there. So that's Bandirvat, and then Bandirvan, and then all the cowherd boys are playing. As usual, they killing the demon is like, it's nothing. Every day before the lunch, Krishna is killing one demon. It's, you know, to them is, and they are having nice lunch. So, So these cowherd boys, all Krishna Balarama, the cowherd boys, they are playing. They are so absorbed in the play, and all the cows, their cows are just going away far distance by the desire to eat the green grass, so they are going far away. And suddenly Krishna, all the cowherd boys, they are realizing they don't see their cows. So they are perplexed, because cows are their maintenance. For them, cows are everything to them. So they are all going search for the cows. And cows are also in distress. Cows are also, they are calling out in that distress situation. Stress. And all the Krishna and Balaram, all the boys, they are finding the cows. And they are finding the cows such a way that they are finding pathway where the cows, they see the cows' footprints. And they, all the cowherd boys are following the cows' footprints, and they are following. Also, cows had, during while they are going, they have ate the grass. So you can see there is a grass which is a little bit eaten by the cows. So they are seeing that, yeah, this is the way the cows are gone far distance. In the forest is called Ishta something. Forest name was in the previous verses it is mentioned, the forest name. And that forest is sub-forest of the Pandirvan. There is Avan, there is Upavan, there is Prativan, like that, different forests. One are 12, then there is Upavan, the Prativan, like that. So cows are, they are finding the cows, and they are happy to have now together. But then suddenly what happens? Big forest fire surrounding them. And cowherd boys are perplexed, and all the cows are also perplexed, because they are surrounded by this big forest. Now Sanatana Goswami is mentioning that this forest fire is probably the friends of Pralambasura. See? So, in the previous verses, before this verse, 15th and 16th, in text number 11, Krishna is telling cowherd boys to close their eyes, close your eyes, and do not be afraid. And acharyas have given different commentaries, different views, different angle of vision they are giving to cowherd boys to closing their eyes. Now in the previous forest fire, Krishna had not told them to close their eyes. And the word used in that one was the last verse of the, that was the chapter, history of Kaliya. And the last sloka of chapter 17, sloka number 25, and in that the word is used, Ananta Shakti Drik, the possessor of unlimited potencies. So, this is the possessor who is Krishna, is the possessor of these unlimited potencies. So one Acharya says that, I think it's Sanatana Goswami says, I'm not sure. There are three Acharyas describing about this word, Ananta Shakti Trick, the possessor of unlimited potencies. One Acharya's view is that fire belongs in Krishna's mouth anyhow. You know? So Krishna, when swallowing the fire, it's like a nectar. The fire itself is becoming a sweet, you know, sweet nectar. You know. Another Acharya says that Krishna has this unlimited potencies. So, and the fire was there, everyone was surrounded by this fire. This is, we are talking about the first fire. Everyone was surrounded by this fire. So what Krishna did? Krishna expanded himself in all different directions. But everybody could not see. And by his potency, he swallowing this fire. There was another commentary also, if I remember, made by Acharya. I can't remember that. But anyhow, so here in this chapter, particularly Krishna is saying to our boys to close their eyes. Now, different Acharyas are commenting about that. And I thought we can talk and then we come to this today's verse. When he told them to close their eyes, now imagine, you know, there is a forest fire. You all are, cowherd boys and cows all are surrounded by the fire. And Krishna is telling them to close their eyes. It's like rabbit. You know the rabbit when, you know, rabbit is when someone gonna attack the rabbit. Rabbit closes eyes. And then what happens? The tiger devours it. So this is a situation, and cowherd boys are thinking, we are like rabbits here? You're telling us to be rabbit? Closing our eyes? But that's why Krishna says, don't be afraid. And they have full trust. Because whenever anything happened, whom they call out to? Krishna. See. Now, Sanatana Goswami is making on this the same shloka is his view is, his point of vision is that he's saying that Krishna is Hari by nature, means he's a remover of the distress, and is Bhagavan who exhibits unlimited qualities to his devotees. Now, with Krishna, he always liked to have novelties. He's not like boring something. His tendency to enjoy novelty pastimes. And of course, boys have special affection for me, for him, his thinking. So, he's thinking that boys will regard their welfare, and they will see that they will consider my welfare to be more important to them. So if they will see that I am drinking fire, then they will enter into the fire, because they will think that Krishna is going to be, we rather give our lives than Krishna drink this fire. Now previously he didn't tell everybody to close their eyes, because at that time, previous fire, there were Nanda Maharaj, Mother Jashoda, all the older cowherd men were there, And there was a reverential feelings towards them. Krishna is little boy, he can't tell all the older people, older cowherd boys to close their eyes. But here it's different. With the cowherd boys there is no reverence. There is no reverence here with cowherd boys. So he's just telling them to close their mouth. Another reason is also that he wants to bring back invisibly, without letting them know, he wants to bring all the cowherd boys back to the place where they were before, where they were enjoying. Now the question was raised, question can be raised that how is by closing their eyes the fire is going to move, remove. So then the reply, Krishna says, don't fear, I shall protect you. Now Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur makes different point on this, different views on closing the eyes. He says that Krishna is thinking that boys should not see me swallowing fire. And Krishna is remembering previously when he was a young boy, little boy, and remember he had ate dirt and he was in trouble. Balaram and all the boys, they complained to Mother Yashoda that Krishna has ate dirt. And Mother Yashoda wanted to punish him. Remember? So Krishna is thinking that if they will see me swallowing this fire, I'll be again in trouble. See? So it's better I tell them that I close their eyes. I don't want you to see. I don't want them to see this. Another thing is, since my friends are tired and heavy heat, so I should place them without letting them know under the bhandirbhat. Bhandirbhat is a big bhat, big tree, big bhat, which is they will have a shade under that tree. And their fatigue will be gone. As you know, when you are in a heat, heavy heat, and when you take a shelter under the tree, under big tree, you feel relief. So that was his desire to have them. So that's why they told them to go close their eyes. Now, when Krishna said that, cowherd boys are saying to him, are you joking? Our life is in danger. There is a heat around us, heavy heat. Flames are all around us, surrounded by fire. And you are telling to close our eyes? How can we expect escape from the forest fire? Then Krishna says, do not fear. Today I will use another means to protect you. So these are the different comments, different views. Different acharyas are mentioning. Now, when Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying them to close their eyes, some boys are thinking. Now, this is Krishna is making them think. See? Some boys are thinking that, and some boys are thinking that, and they are talking to their friends. He said, my friends, Krishna knows how to counteract fire, poison, and so on, so many things. And by using mantras and you know, magic herbs and germs, you know. He just counteract these things. But these things he cannot do it without secrecy. He has to have a secret secrecy. That's what you call, right? Yeah. And since there are so many people, we are here. I think he needs the privacy to do this. So he's telling to close our eyes, so let's close our eyes. So they're closing their eyes, and Krishna has heavy thirst to drink forest fire. But fire became afraid, and fire turned into cooling, fragrant, sweet-tasting drink. And then became more mouthful in a palm of his hand. And the master of that all mystic power drank it with his mouth. Now, this yogmaya potency manifesting all the time, so here she manifested. And she said that to Krishna, the cowherd boys loved you. And if they see you drinking fire, it will be intolerable for them. They love you more than loving themselves. And it will give pain to them. So you don't want them to experience this pain, any pain. Therefore, covering palm, she herself drank. He is the lord of the yogmaya. She became the assistant and drank the fire. Jiva Goswami says that Krishna asked them to close their eyes, and he assumed a great blackish color cloud. Assume a form of a blackish color cloud. And with the mouth of that cloud, he drank the forest fire. See? And then we heard that yesterday verses we heard. That boys thought that he's probably a demigod. But then he uses his mystic potency and he is Rasaraj. He wants to increase the ecstasy of his devotees. So he performed this leela. But they thought that he's demigod, but then yogmaya covers around. He's not a demigod. He's like us. So they are thinking, he's like us, so we are also probably demigods then. We are on the same level. So that was the shloka. Now today's shloka in Sloka number 15, the word used is Janardana. And Janardana here is, in the translation it says Krishna, of course Janardana is another name of Krishna. But Janardana suggests two things. Ardhana, Jan means the people, public. Ardhana means there are two points. Ardhana means pain and request. This is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is describing, is putting his point. Now, when Krishna is in forest, wherever Krishna is always festivals. always festivals goes on 24 hours. See? So when Krishna is in the forest, everybody, all the living entities in the forest, cows, all the animals, all the birds, all the trees, creepers, they all are conscious and they are happy. It's a festival for them. But now Krishna is going to leave the forest, leaving them, that is a pain for them. It's paining. It's pain to them. But now Krishna is coming back home, and he is putting the words in, he is putting the thoughts in the minds of the cowherd boys and all the cowherd village people from Vrindavan, that they are requesting him to come back. Because they have felt the separation of Krishna. Krishna is out in the pasture ground since morning till evening. They are feeling so much separation, so Krishna is feeling the thoughts in their mind and they are requesting Krishna to come back. So there is another meaning of this ardhana, request by the Vrindavan people of Braj, to bring him back. See? Now, he comes back every day like this in the evening. He does, every day he comes. But every day when he comes, he plays the flute in his different tune. And there is a special flute he plays all every day. And different tunes. So before he comes, he calls all the cows. He plays the flutes. Now by playing his flute, he is playing with that tune to calling each cows. Now imagine, it's 900,000 cows. Huh? And he has to get all these cows together to bring back home in the evening. Huh? So each cow has the names. And when he plays the flute, each cow is listening, oh, Krishna is calling me. Each cow is specifically thinking that, oh, Krishna is specifically calling me. So each cow is happy that, oh, Krishna is calling me, let's go. So they are happy, and they all get together, and then Krishna brings them back. Now up to this shloka, this shloka 15, it's a Sakya Ras. Because it's a cowherd boys, friends, Krishna with the cowherd boys, Balaram, is a Sakya Ras there. It's a friendship is there. Now from this shloka, the mood is changes. The mood is now that his love towards gopis. And how much gopis loved him. And that is this shloka, which is text number 16, shloka number 16. Gopi naam paramananda, param ananda. Parama. Now Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has a commentary about this, on this shloka. We have also, when Krishna returned to Vrindavan, everyone was blissful when he entered the village. And particularly Mother Jasoda's bliss was outstanding because of her affection. And this is described in the chapter 14, text number 47, which is we have gone through, how they are seeing Krishna when he enters to Vrindavan. So I will read the translation of this chapter 14, of text 47. It says that when Krishna entering Vrindavan, Lord Krishna's transcendental body was decorated with peacock feathers and flowers and painted with forest minerals. And his bamboo flute loudly and festively resounded. As he called out to his cows by name, his cowherd boyfriends purified the whole world by chanting his glories. Thus Lord Krishna entered the cow pasture of his father Nanda Maharaj, and the sight of his beauty at once produced a great festival for the eyes of all the cowherd women. Now here, all the cowherd women, this is mentioning the cowherd women, older cowherd women. But now from this shloka, it is the young cowherd girls. And that's now we're going to read this, all these chapters with coming up will be the next chapter is the, my time is over here, isn't it? I have to stop. Rainy season in autumn, and then the Krishna, Gopi Geet, all this will be coming. Now we will be, all the young cowherd gopis, we will be told, we will be coming to those chapters. Now, this I will take a few minutes here. In terms of quality and quantity, gopis' love was supreme. Param means nothing beyond it. Uncommon quality of one particular, and here described, uncommon quality of one particular gopi is being described here, and this is, and this gopi experience of separation of Krishna, of one moment as a 100 millennium. And this gopi is Srimati Radharani. That's what is in purport, is described about Srimati Radharani. And that's why the word is used in the shloka here as is yuga satam. Yuga satam means the one moment is like a 100 millennium. This Radharani's, this love for Krishna is described as a quality of Adi Rudra Mahabhava. You know, we know Adoshraddha Tatha Sadhu Sangha Bhajana Kriya Anat Nivrittischa, then Nishtha Ruchi Ashakti Bhava. Then there is Rati Sneha, Rati Prem Sneha Mana Pranaya Raga Anuraga and Bhava and Mahabhava. And this Mahabhava is only experienced by Srimati Radharani. And if you go to describe all this from Adoshraddha Sada Sadhu Sangha, it will take few classes to describe all this, go up to the Adirudha Mahabhava. But this is the Srimati Radharani is the quality of this Adirudha Mahabhava. Okay, I guess that's this chapter is ending. This is the shloka. Any questions, any comments? Yes, Prabhu.
You mentioned this tree that the cowherd boys played on, and I believe it was mentioned a verse or two earlier. Mm. Is that tree, is there some memorial to that tree, or is...
Yes. That tree is there, still there. Akshay, but yes. They would hang their lunch bags and they would play around on that tree, around the tree.
Huh. Yes. And it's in which forest?
It's Akshay, but It's near Ramghat. I forgot the name of the... See, as I said, there is 12 main forests. Then there are 12 forests which are, you know, sub-forests. Then there are other 12 sub-forests like that. There are different forests, different, you know, sub-forests are there. So I have to go through my notes and see which forest is that. But it is on the other, this side of the Jamuna. Bhandirban is other side of the Jamuna. See, there are 12 forests out of 12. Seven is on the one side of the Jamuna and five are on the other side of the Jamuna. So this Bhandirban, Badravan, Lohavan, Bandirvan, Badravan, Lohavan, Mahavan, and Belvan. These are on the one side of the Jamuna, and seven forests on this side of the Jamuna. So this Akshaybhat is on this side of the Jamuna, other side.
Isn't it said that the forests on one side are Balaram's force, and then the others are Krishna's force?
Yes, that's what it is. Mahavan, Bhandirvan, these are five forests like Lord Balaram, and these are seven outside is the Krishna, because I can't say exact reason, but what I understand is that Vrindavan and all these are on the this side of the seven forests. Kamyavan, Vrindavan, Madhuban, Thalvan, Kumudvan, Kokilavan, Kamyavan, there are other two forests. They are on this side of this. And all the pastimes are performed in this side of the forest, seven forests. Yes, Prabhu.
When you were talking about that the tree, it made it sound like the. Is it like a banyan tree?
When we talk of the Bandirban, it is like a banyan tree.
And I understood it, it sounded like the branches went all the way on the other side of the river.
Yes.
So it was like a bridge.
Yes.
And then with banyan trees, they send down roots again, which are the. It's one tree, but it straddles the Jamuna, so they would go across it and sometimes jump in the river. So that's a... Is it still span the Jamuna?
No.
Okay.
But there are still some forest who has big this Bandirbhat. In the Bandir forest, Bandirvan, there is a Bandirbhat. What means the people tree, you can say. And they have these branches coming down and they are gone in the ground. So they still have the roots going round. It's still there. Okay. Yes, Prabhu. Well, the reasons are that by having this, hearing these different views of different angle of vision by different acharyas, it brings the ecstasy of the devotees to hear that. See? And particularly in the 10th canto, all the chapter has all the different acharya has the different angle of vision to say, to put. because that brings the ecstasy. Devotees feel happy to hear this ecstasy. Yeah. Devotees feel that when they hear this, when Krishna says something, for example, we heard Krishna is trying to close their eyes, and boys are talking among each other. Is he joking? That he's telling you to close our eyes? So there is a, this is the conversation, these previous acharyas are actually hearing that. They are listening that. They are pure personalities. Yes. And besides that, you know, with our limited vision, we cannot practically, you know, say why he is doing that. I mean, it's Krishna. He's God. He can do anything he wants. Okay? Hare Krishna. Thank you.